Alright, beginning tonight, Shimon Simon Tzadi, we are up to Sif Yud, which is on page 244. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Kisha Omed Im HaTzibur, when one is standing with the Tzibur, Aser Lo Lahaktim Tfilosu L'Tfilas Tzibur, it is forbidden to start your Shmona Esrei before the Tzibur starts their Shmona Esrei, Elu Im Kein HaShah Overes, unless the time of the Zman Tfilah is about to pass, the Einat Tzibur Mispalim, and the Tzibur decided for whatever reason not to get going, either because they are extending their piyutim too much, or for another reason that they're going to miss Zman Tfilah, that's the only grounds for an individual to start his Shmon Esrei before the Tzibur. Says the Rama, Aval Bulo Shah Overes, if the time is not passing, the Zman Tfilah is not passing, Yispalil HaPiyutim V'Atchinos Imat Tzibur, then a person should say all the Tfilos that the Tzibur is saying, V'lo Yifrosh Min HaTzibur Afilo Laso B'Divrei Seira, and he should not separate from the Tzibur even to be learning Torah. V'ayin La'el Simen Samaches. Says the Mishavur in Sifkotun La'medalad, Im HaTzibur, a person who is being omed Im HaTzibur, it is usher for him to be makdim. Afa gav de bisif hakodem kosav. Even though in yesterday's sif we mentioned that afilu hu bebeso, that even if a person is diving in his own house, yechavin l'shosh HaTzibur mispalon, he should be mechavin to the same time that the Tzibur is davening. Meaning he shouldn't be makdim his tefillah either to the Tzibur, even when he's not in shul. Hainu k'deisha tehei tefiloso nishmas. That's only for the maila of your Shmona Esrei being heard. If you say it together at the same time as the Tzibur, and if you're not there, Aval Yisura Leka Imakim Utfila Tzibur. But if you're davening at home and you daven before the Tzibur davens, it's not an Isser. You're just losing the Maila of davening together with the Tzibur, but there's no Isser. Aval Kesha Omidim at Tzibur. But over here, where you're davening in Shul with the Tzibur, Umakim, and you start your Shmona Esrei early, Yisura Nami Ika. There's going to be an Isser as well. Not only that, but in note 34, it points out from Shlomo Zalman that even if you're a person who davens Vasikin, you should not start earlier. And if you want to start earlier because you realize they're missing the Zman of Vasikin, then you should go outside the shul. You should not start earlier, even to catch the Maila of Vasikin, to be makdim the Shmon Esrei, the Tzibur, in the shul. Rather, you should leave if you want to do that. Continues the Mishavura, V'ayim Baruchos Chaim Shekosav Atam. The Baruchos Chaim brings the reason why a person is usher to be makdim his Shmon Esrei to the Tzibur's. Mipnei Shu Kimevaze Es HaTzibur. It's like you're disgracing the congregation. Umashma v'gemara da'afilu who wrote lasos ze b'shvil limerat Torah. It's mashma from the gemara that even if you're being makdim because you want to go learn, kigon sheyesh lo shir kavua lumo Torah etzel echod. For example, you have a certain set limud that you do with someone at a certain time and you want to catch it. Still, that's not grounds to be makdim Shmon Esrei in shul to start davening before the rest of the tzibur. Kosav HaBach, the Bach writes, the imtsarachu lemar tfilosu, if a person needs to rush his davening, kegon sheyotze laderech, for example, he's going out on a trip, yetze mibeis hakneses v'yispal beveso, he shall leave the shul and go daven in his house, or go daven somewhere else, and he should not do it in the shul, v'efshar debishvil limar haTorah gam kein mutter lasos kein, and it's possible that for limar haTorah you want to rush out to a chavrusa, to a shir, that's also grounds for leaving shul and davening earlier. V'chei mashma b'sefer Maimon Mordechai, and so too is mashma from the sefer Maimon Mordechai. Ach sham ayri l'inyan tefilas musaf. However, there he's mashma that it's talking about dafka musaf. V'efshar du hadin l'inyan shachris, and it could be the same din of leaving the shul to daven earlier to catch a learning session would be allowed by shachris as well. V'ayin l'kamam b'sif yud ches. There's a very important note over here, note number 35, where he writes that the avshalach orem mafsit tfilu b'tzibur. What he's saying over here is that if you're in a rush because you're trying to catch a train or a plane or because you even have to catch a chavrusa, we said that's grounds for leaving shul early and not davening b'tzibur. So v'avshalach orem mafsit tfilu b'tzibur. V'haramola kamon, the Ramah later on that we'll see tomorrow, Mir Tashem writes, Shedavka misha taroso umnoso odiflo lispal b'mokom limudu b'beis hamedrash afilu shelo ba'asara. Davka, someone whose whole life is Torah, it's taroso umnoso, there it's better for that kind of person to daven the place where he learns in the beis hamedrash, even if it's without a minion. V'gam ze rakim kvar nimse so beis hamedrash v'nishabu lispalo. And even in that case, it's davka, if you're already in the beis hamedrash, in order not to leave, we let you stay there and daven without a minion. Ach lo yeitze mi beis haknesses l'tzara chalima, but we don't allow you to leave the shul in order to chap the learning, v'chein kasav el sheish liknos b'nei adam she'ena mispalim b'tzibur b'nei she'osim b'torah. We said earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that we should find the people who don't daven b'tzibur because they want to be osik in Torah. And therefore he leaves as a kasha on the Mishnah Berurah, why the Mishnah Berurah says over here that it could be for limud haTorah would be grounds for leaving the shul and davening yourself. You can't be makdim in shul, but you can leave shul to be makdim. But you're missing tefillah b'tzibur for limud haTorah, which we don't do. That's a question left over here, note 35 on the Mishnah Berurah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Hey, the top of the second column on 244. It is Aser Lahakdim Tfiloso, Vafilu Rotze Lotze Schutz LeBeis HaKnesses. Even if a person wants to go outside the shul to be Makdim, Kein Kosov Amogen Avram, B'Shem HaRivash, even that would be Aser. Aval B'Sefer Maim Mordechai Kosov, the Eimedivya HaRivash Raya. However, he says it's not a clear Raya from the Rivash, that's true. Umasik, and he comes out lemaskonda the Maimon Mordechai the Embo Isser the Makdim Tfiloso, that if a person goes outside the shul and davens before the tzibur, that will not be the Isser of being Makdim Tfiloso the tzibur. Ella the live shapir ova, just you're not doing the right thing. The Masid Mia Tfilah b'tzibur. The problem over there is just lacking Tfilah b'tzibur, not the Isser we're discussing over here of being mavaz of the tzibur by davening earlier because you're not inside with the tzibur and therefore you would not have that issue. Hasha Overes, we said the only grounds for davening earlier than the tzibur in shul would be if the time is passing. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, Mashma da'oza filu beis haknesses shari. It's clearly Masha from the Mechaber and the Ramah that if the shah is of eres, then even in the beis haknesses, it's mutavi makdim. You're in shul and you just start your shmonesri earlier to chap the zman tefila. V'chein muchach loshon talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. That's also clear from the language of the talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. The Habach Pasak, the Bach Paskins Dafka Shazman Kotzer Kolkach. That's only if the time is getting so close. Shabaot Sheyelech Lebeso Yavor Zman Tfila. If you're going to try to leave the shul and go to your house or go to a different place to daven, and that's not going to be enough time because you're going to miss Zman Tfila, only then is grounds to actually daven in the shul before the tzibur to chab Zman Tfila. Avolim Yesh Zman Yelech Lebeso Vyispal Biyochi. But if you have time, Avada, you should leave the shul and go to your house or somewhere private and daven Yishmon Esrei b'yechidus. Ayin Shem. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara tells us, Di'im cholash libo yochol li'ispalo b'beiso kodem ha'tzibur. If a person is feeling weak, he can daven earlier in his house before the tzibur. U'b'beis ha'knesses av ze'oser. But in shul, even if one is weak, he should not be makdim Yishmon Esrei before the tzibur's. V'ayin simen kuf yodbeis sevbeis. Di'im hu chola o'onos. However, if a person is sick or he has another ones af beis haknesses shari, then even in the shul it will be permissible to daven before the tzibur. Kein kasvu habach va'prisha. In note 37, he explains v'tama heter nisbayar baruch hashulchan. The Aruch Hashulchan explains why it would be okay for an ones or a chola to daven earlier in shul, but someone who is chalash not to daven earlier in shul only at home. Shekevan shacholi o ha'ones nikarim aleihem. Since when a person is sick, it is recognizable. Now, I don't know what the ones is here, but he's assuming it's an ones that's recognizable. If people look at you, they see you davening earlier, they see what's going on, and they realize that you're not doing it to be mevaz of the tzibur, you're doing it because of this choli or this ones. If a person just feels weak, his weakness is not necessarily recognizable by people, and therefore that would look like he's being mevaz of the tzibur, and therefore he is not able to daven earlier in the shul, only if he would be at home. In note 36, which is going back on the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Lamed Vav, we said that it's Masha from the Mechaber and the Ramah, that if the time is passing, you're allowed to daven even in the Beis Knesses before the Tzibur. Umisha darko laharich b'shmona esrei. Let's say you have a person who davens a lengthy shmona esrei. V'lochein mafsid anias kedusha. And therefore, if he starts with the Tzibur, he's going to miss out on kedusha because he davens very long. So kosa b'shalan shilas pri tfua, v'tzayin l'dvar of gam amogin giborim. He says that's grounds for davening before the tzibur to catch kedusha. However, you have to be ma'ayin if this is really the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim as well. Which we'll see soon. He has a similar discussion, does not give that eitzah. And Chaim Kineski writes, she'ein lahasul kodem ha'tzibur gam im kavanoso kedei lahaspik kedusha. Chaim Kineski paskins that one should not start Shmon Esri earlier in order to catch kedusha. That's not grounds for starting earlier. And therefore, it's better to start on time. I guess try to abbreviate your Shmon Esri, but if you can't, so you miss Kedusha, and you would follow whatever instructions there are when you're in Milo Shmon Esri, when you get to Kedusha, depending where you're up to, but you should not start earlier for that reason.
Yes? By people who
So Shlomi is asking, let's say a person has to go to work and he has to leave early from shul, so it could be that would be considered ones. And certainly that would be an ones that's recognizable. People know the guy runs out to work, so that would be recognizable. Could be that would fit under ones. Let's go weiter in Sif Yud Aleph. In Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, Mi sheyesh lo beis hakneses b'iro, one who has a shul in his city, ve'eino nichnas bo lehispalo, and he does not go into the shul to daven, nikra shachin ra, he's called a bad neighbor, ve'goreim golos lo ulevanov, and he causes exile to himself and to his children. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Lamed Zayin, sheyesh lo, a person who has a beis hakneses in his city, ve'im yesh tei bate knesios b'ir, and if he has two shuls in his city, Tov leilech laharechoka. It's better to go to the further shul, ki schar psios yesh, because there he gets schar halicha to walk to the further beis hakneses, and that's what he should do. However, there are three notes over here that we must see. In note number 38, he writes, umashma she'ein bazen mishum ein ma'avir nala mitzvos. Great question. How could we say go to the further shul if you're passing the closer shul? Wouldn't that be a problem of ma'avir nala mitzvos? How could you say that? So in note 38, he points out, afal pisha over bedarka al pnei bate knesios acherim. It will not be a problem. It's mashma, it's not a problem of ema vina al mitzos, even though you're passing the first shul on your way to get to the second shul, assuming you're passing it. Re'eis te chemed. Ubishalosh and shivas levushe Mordechai Biar, he explains, shatam shemutter. The reason why it's okay is kevan sheholech lasos es osa ha-mitzvah. This is an interesting pshat. He says, since you're going to do the same mitzvah anyway, rak sheosa osa yoser behider. Just as a greater hider for the schar psios to go to the further one, therefore it's not a problem of ma'avir and ala mitzvos. Which you have to think about the other times that we say in ma'avir and ala mitzvos, if it's similar to that. But he says, in that case, where you're going to do the same mitzvah in a more mahudidic way, you don't say in ma'avir and ala mitzvos. And Rav Yoshev adds on, sha'af im nomar shi'esh b'kach mishum ein ma'avir, and even if you want to say there is a problem of ein ma'avirin, haynu dafka k'shehigia zman tfila ba'osa beis hakneses. That's only if the first shul has zman tfila now. They're davening now when you're passing by, when they're starting davening. But if the further shul davens earlier, and as you're passing the closer shul, it's not time for davening yet, ein ka mitzvah mukhenes sha'asur lahavir leh. It's not considered a mitzvah that's prepared for you that you consider passing over. It's not the zman. You can't daven in that shul. There's no minyan now. Therefore, that would be grounds for passing over, even if you would say there's a problem otherwise of ein lahavir ala mitzvahs. Then the note 38 says, this is very important, if the closer shul has more people, mashma b'chai odom she'espalo bo v'lo b'beis haknesses ha'rochuk. Says the chai odom, if you have a further shul, we get schar psios. You have a closer shul, we get rov am wins out. And therefore, if the bigger shul is closer, you should go to the bigger shul, which is closer, and forget about the schar psios. And note 39, he points out on that which the Mishabura said, you should go to the further shul, the im beis haknesses ha'karov u'mokom she'espalo bo avosav. Let's say your father, your grandfather, your family started that shul. Osha kvakova es mokom tfiloso shom. That's where you always daven before the other shul opened up. That was your place that you daven. Kosa b'sefer yofel alev. She espal beis haknesses ha'karov. That's also grounds to staying in the closer shul. So it's not just a clear cut halacha. You always go to the further one. We see already here other eitzes and other reasons why you'd stay in the closer shul. Here are two more, that if that's the place you always daven, or that's the place where your father's daven, that would be grounds for staying in the closer shul, even though you won't get as many schar psios. And note number 40, he writes, and this is a very important point, let's say you're riding in a car. Is there schar psios to go to the further shul when you're sitting in your car pushing on the gas pedal and you're not taking psios? So there, the Sefer, the Shalom Shiva's Torah L'Shma, and the Shalom Shiva's Tzal Chochma, right? She'ein al-kach schar psios. There is no schar psios. So when you're going in a car, you have no reason for schar psios to go to the further shul. You might as well go to the closer one. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Lamed Ches, you are called a bad neighbor. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Dechein Derech Shcheinim Haroim, that's the way of bad neighbors. She'ein nechnosim lebeis chavireim, they don't go over to visit their friends. And you're not going to visit the shul in the neighborhood. It's like not visiting your friends. V'ayim ba'achorim shekasu da'achorim right she'afilu ein shom minyan asara. Even if there's no great diuk in the mechaber, even if there is no minyan there, da'astoma katani. Because if you read the mechaber, it just says, mi she'esh lebeis haknesses be'iro, ve'eino nichlas bo'lesval. He doesn't go into daven. So even if there's no minyan there, Obviously, we learned earlier that you should go to a shul, even if you missed minyan, you should go to shul, unless there'll be a chil Hashem, because you're a Talmud Chacham, people might take the wrong thing out of that. But otherwise, it's an inyan to go to shul, and it's mashif from the machaber over here, that even if there's no minyan over there, you're still considered a bad neighbor if you don't go into the shul. However, the prima godam is topic bazeh, he's mesupuk, if you're considered a shachin ra, if the reason you're not going there is because there's no minyan, he's not saying there's not a mile to go, but maybe that doesn't make you a shachin ra. The imis bal bebeso ba'asara, if a person is davening in his house with a minyan, b'chol gavni eino nikra shachin ra, then for sure you would not be considered a bad neighbor because you're davening with a minyan. The kol be'asara shechinta sharia, because any group of 10 people, we know 10 men, the shechina is shara there, and therefore that would be grounds for not going to the shul, if the scenario is the proper scenario. Mio, however, al koponim, midechovas beis hakneses lo nofik. Even though you're not called a shachin ra by not going to the shul because you're diving with a minyan in your house, but the ma'aseh you're not yotzei the chiyuv of beis haknesses. Elohim kain osu amokom shemispalim bo kavu l'kedusha. Unless the place where you're davening is a place that's kavu l'kedusha, it's a private beis medrash or whatever it is where it's considered a makom kadosh, and that would be grounds for whatever reason not to go to the shul. You're called a shachin ra, says the mishavura and sefkadon lamites. Diksiv ko amar Hashem al kol shcheinei haroim. So says Hashem on all Hashem's bad neighbors. Hineni notcham mi'al admosam. I will uproot them from the place where they are living. So they will send them into galus. The kol amashkim umarav lebeis hakneses zochel arichas yomim. Anyone who gets up early and goes late at night to the beis hakneses, I guess the daven shachris and marav and mincha marav, he zochet to long life. Shenemar ashrei adam shomeali shoket lishkod al dalsosa yom yom. Praiseworthy is the one who listens to me, who hastens to my doors day by day. Uksiv achra, right afterwards the pasuk says, Kimotzi matzachai, and those who find me find life, and therefore, that's a nice school of arichas yomim to go to shul every morning and every night. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Beis, Mitzvah lorutz kishholech lebeis hakneses. There is a mitzvah to run when you're going to shul, v'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah, and so too there's a mitzvah to run for any dvar mitzvah that you're going to do. Afilu b'shabbos she'osur l'fsoa p'siya gasa, even if it is Shabbos, when normally we say one should not take large strides for a mitzvah, he should run. Aval k'shiyetze mibeis ha'kneses osur l'oritz. However, when a person is leaving shul, it is forbidden to run out of shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Mem, mitzvah, it is a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar v'neida nirdofa l'dasas Hashem. We will know and we will run to know as Hashem. So there's an inyan to run to get to know Hashem, to run to shul. Umize nilma de kol shekein sheyesh lizor oz. And from the idea that there is a mitzvah to run to shul, we can take out from there that certainly one should be careful shelo lamod be'emtza derech la'asiach im chavero be'eza chefse atzmo. A person certainly shouldn't pause along the way to shul to start schmoozing with his friends about personal things. If there's an inyan to run to shul, certainly you shouldn't get delayed by stopping and schmoozing about stam things. Ki al yideza matzui shebo achar baruchu kedusha, because through schmoozing with your friends, you will likely come to get there late for baruchu and kedusha. The ayin b'prisha shekasa, look in the prisha who writes, de ikar haritza yeh kishabo samach lebeis hakneses. The main running should be when you get close to the shul. De shom minkarhu sha'osa l'shem mitzvahs beis hakneses. Because when you're close to the shul, that's where it's recognizable that you're doing l'shem beis hakneses if you start running down Euclid Avenue, so no one knows where you're running or what you're running for. And therefore, the ikar inyan in running is when you're close to the shul will be nikar. However, because of a prima godim, the b'shachris sheholich in talis utfilin biyado. In shachris, if you are holding your talis and tefillin in your hands, tamid minkaru. There, it's always recognizable, and therefore there will be just as much of an inyan to run earlier than later. Everyone sees you running to shul. Umikom b'kom b'rechov akum lo yarot. However, if it's a goyish neighborhood, then you shouldn't run because then they'll make fun of you. Kafa Chaim says that if it's a Jewish neighbor, they'll make fun of you. You also shouldn't run. You shouldn't look funny. Don't look funny when you're running to shul. Also, notice it doesn't point out that you should drive fast to shul and drive it in a sakonadik away. It's talking about walking to shul fast, not driving fast. Driving has to always be careful. And even if you're going to shul and you'll be late to minyan, that's not grounds for driving in a dangerous way, especially when there's kids around.
Where do you run in the woods?
Zakti, you run with your feet, not with your car.
No, when
Well, when you get into the parking lot, when you get right to the shul, so then you want to go faster, go faster. But even then, the Kafa Chaim says, don't do it in a funny way that people are going to be laughing at you. You'll notice some people do that. Zokta Mishra Bura Vaitre, Sifkatan Mem Aleph. Sifkatan Mem Aleph is going on that which the Mechaber said, that there's a mitzvah, lorot to shul, Ad Pesach Beis HaKnesses. The idea of running to shul is till the doorway of the shul. However, once you get inside the shul, then you don't run. You walk with fear and trepidation. You walk slowly. You're in a shul. B'Shabbos she'aser, even though the Mechaber says, even though on Shabbos normally it's aser to take a psiyagasa, v'af b'chol notel echad nechamesh me'os me'mo'or einav shel adam. And we know the Gemara says that even during the week, a person who takes large strides, it takes away from 1/500th of his vision. V'ayam b'pri megadim. Sivkotan then gimel aser larutz. So that's all going to shul where a person should run or to any dvar mitzvah. However, when he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, it's aser to run. Velo l'sop siyagasa, he also should not take large strides. Lofi shemare atzmo she'ikul Beis HaKnesses domer lov kamasui. Because it makes it seem that for him to stick around the shul is a big pain. He has to get out of there as soon as possible, and therefore that's a bizayon. But medvar mamurim, when is this the case? Because sheholech la'asakov, when he's running to work, he's running to his own business. Avol im yotze amanas lachzer, if he's running amanas to quickly eat breakfast to get right back to shul to learn, mitzvah loritz kedei lachzer maher, there it's a mitzvah to run to get back quickly. V'chein im yotze mebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash kedei lilmo Torah. And so too, if you're running from the shul to the beis medrash to learn Torah, then there's an inyan to in fact run. And in note 43 he writes, v'avsha roam einem yodim mahi sibas ritzaso. Even though when a person runs out of shul to get to the beis medrash or to get home quickly to get his svarim to come back to shul to learn, even though people who see him running don't know the reason, the Magen Avraham writes, shemitzvah lorot. There's a mitzvah lorot, even if they don't know why. As opposed to what we saw before, that if it's not nikkur, there wasn't such an inyan to run. It was bedafka. The main inyan was to run, was when you were close to the shul on the way there. But on the way out, the Magen Avraham says, it doesn't matter if people know or don't know. If you're running out for a good reason, for the Beis Medrash, or to come right back, so then there is, in fact, an inyan to run. Let's do one more. I'm not sure that Mara Atzmo means he's showing to himself. If we say Mara Le'atzmo, Mara Atzmo could be he's showing of himself. I don't know if I agree with that. Not sure. Okay, let's do halacha. Let's halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel. On the top of page Kuf Chav Gimel. Mutter Loruk Bebeis HaKnesses. One is allowed to spit in a shul, Vidoroso Biraglov, and he should step on it with his foot. O Mechaseo Begemi, or he should cover it with Gemi, some kind of reeds. Says the Mishabura Loruk Bebeis HaKnesses Perish. Shalo Bishas Trilash Shmona Esrei, that which the Mechaber says that one is allowed to spit in a shul is not talking about when he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Elo Kagon Kriyashma Ubichoseo. That's talking about when he's only saying Kriyashma and the Brachos, that's when it's allowed to spit. Aval betfila shmona esrei aser laruk, but in the middle of shmona esrei it's aser to spit, like we'll see later on in Siman Tzadi Zayin Sif Beis Ayin Shem. If you look at note 44, he writes, this is a very important note on this halacha, v'makbid shlo laruk bebeso, which is most people, if a person is makbid, or at least his wife is makbid on him, not to spit in his house, which is most people. The Shaar Tzion writes later on, sheyesh la'ayin ha'im yeh aser lo laruk am bebeis haknesses. One needs to investigate, maybe for that person who wouldn't spit in his house, he also can't spit in shul. The Arizal was careful never to spit in shul. If he had saliva in his mouth that he had to get rid of, he should absorb it into his garment or he should swallow it. He should not spit in the Beis HaKnesses. In Sifkoden Meme, he says, again, even though nowadays the Chor Dizdin wouldn't apply, because at least according to Shaar Tzion and Safek, that we don't spit in our houses. And we don't spit it. Hopefully, we don't spit in general. So, what?
What is the Lubavitcher mean? Where does it come from?
What's the
Lubavitcher?
I wasn't aware of that.
That's funny. You say that Arizal. Right.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know.
What's the difference if they spit in their house or not? I mean, it's not covered for Beis Medrash to spit.
Well, the halacha is that you're allowed to spit in the shul. That the Mechaber says you're allowed to spit in the shul. The Shaar Tzion is saying maybe if a person's makbid, not spit in his house, so it's not covered for the. If you wouldn't do teishu kein tadiru, if you're not going to do it in your house, how can you do it in shul? That was a That's Hilchasaka. Zakti Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Meme, Dorso Biraglov. You could spit in the shul and you wipe it out with your foot. Shalo Yeh Magula, so it should not be revealed. Mipnea covered, because it's not becovedic to have your saliva sitting on the floor in shul. Varocha Shalo Yoruk Todi Bezak. This is one who wants to not have to spit a lot in shul. Yilas Kotan, because he's also Shoresh Mosok Shakur and Lakaritz. He should chew before he goes into shul the sweet root that's called Lakaritz. The apa boker shari, even in the morning, this is mutter before davening. The lo shabba is a gaiva, it's not considered a gaiva dik. The gat main machnas lagufa, also you're not swallowing it, so it's not going into your body. Aval be'er yom ha-kippurim, be'er tisha b'av aser. However, to chew this stuff on erev yom kippur and erev tisha will be aser. She yishar ha-mesikus b'piv, because that sweetness remains in your mouth. Ukesha boleya ha-rok, boleya ha-mesikus. And then when you swallow the saliva, you're swallowing the sweetness, now be a problem on yom kippur and tisha b'av. Or we said you could be mechaseu begemi. The Mishabru says in Sekotam and Vav, Rotzalomar, what the Mechaber means to say is, Shim yesh teven ogemi bebeis haknesses. Not that you should spit first on the floor and then cover it, but rather if there is some straw or some reeds on the floor in the beis haknesses, rokik alav, you should spit on that. The ain tzar l'shashif, and then you won't have to rub it out. Sharekikim mechusa begemi, because then the saliva automatically is covered by the gemi that is there. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up in Sif Yud Daled tomorrow.